El Shaddai, we are humbled by your love for us. It's true that we don't know why that you would die for sinners such as us, that you would give your son the greatest measure of love that humanity has ever known, so that each and every one of us might know the glory of your presence and the warmth of your embrace. Lord, we thank you. We pour out our praise to you because that's all we can do. That's all we have. And Lord, you rejoice. You take pleasure in our thankfulness and in our joy and in the way that we love you and the way that we love each other. God, and for that too, I give thanks. That we could come to a place such as this, that we can spend time with each other and grow in relationship and love on each other and learn more about you, and then that pleases you. That's what you want us to do. I'm thankful for this family, for these people, for my friends. I'm thankful for your word. Meet with us here. Bless this time. Bless each and every one of us, Lord. Lay your love on our hearts. Just pour out yourself to us now. Remind us of your son's sacrifice. And let us always be thankful. Let us take time to rest in your presence. We thank you, and in your name we pray. Amen.
So I get used to not talking on a mic. I do it all day. So, but we put this on podcasts so that if you guys miss a week or whatever, you can be at home and listen and hear what you missed. So for that purpose and that purpose only, I will be on the mic today. I have a heavy subject. I mean, heavy up there subject. And there. But it's a deep subject, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ask for a little extra prayer today. So, if you guys would, just real quickly with me. Lord, just be with us today as we're going through this lesson. Speak to each of us, Lord, and Lord, I am nothing and you are everything. Speak to everybody here, Lord. And may we can be receptive to your word. In your name I pray, amen. So who's seen Judge Judy? Or some kind of Judge Judy-ish thing, maybe clips. If you had to describe Judge Judy in one word, what would it be? Crazy. What's another word? Harsh? Fair? In the back, I see Austin's hand. Life? Judge. Civil, straightforward. How about... That was one word that was kind of like rolling. That was continuous. It was a special word. I can make up words. We've established this already tonight. I have an interesting thing for you guys to do tonight. Teresa, if you would, start passing those out. We are going to be playing Judge Judy. Can I have, while she's passing that out, can I have somebody in their best reading voice come up here, and again for the microphone. Austin, come on up. Austin is going to be giving us that bit whenever you see, and it's like, the plaintiff is here because they are not paying rent and not like this, and the person is mean and blah, 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 blah. And the defendant is here hoping that they can get all of their money. Judge Judy's not going to preside. All rise. Austin is now going to be giving us that blah, blah, blah part.
So just read this part right here.
Yep.
Kelly's a sophomore in youth group. He spent part of the Christmas holiday away from home on a mission trip to the inner city. There, Kelly and the rest of the youth group worked at the city mission, painting, cleaning, organizing the clothes pantry, working in the soup kitchen. He relaxed around the house the first few days and the last few days of the holiday. Monday morning when Kelly returned to school, he did not have a book report on the Scarlet Letter. Done for the third hour literature class. In fact, Kelly hadn't finished reading the book. When the teacher asked where the report was, Kelly lied and told her it was finished, but he had accidentally left it at home. That evening at home, Kelly couldn't find the library book, so he went out and rented a video presentation of the story. Kelly drifted in and out of sleep throughout the video and completely missed the ending. At 12:30 a.m., he began writing the report based on the video, minus the ending, of course. Kelly turned in the report the next morning. When the teacher handed back the reports, she asked Kelly to remain after class. She asked Kelly point blank, "Kelly, this was an interesting report, to say the least. Did you read the Scarlet Letter or not?" Kelly replied, "Yes, I did, but I have to confess I didn't feel well while reading it, so I skimmed a little bit here and there."
Thanks, Austin. Everybody, round of applause for Austin. Okay, be seated. What we are going to do is I need a prosecution and a defense counsel. So if you want to be prosecution, go to that side of the room. Everybody has to participate. Good question. Prosecution is the person who says, you are guilty, you are going to jail. Defense is the ones who say, no, don't. They're really not. Basically, defense is like, I'm innocent, and prosecution is like, you're guilty. Defense is on this side. You guys have 5 minutes starting now to come up with your case. The defense is going to defend. Hold on, let me explain this. The charge is the charge is that Kelly's faith is fake. The charge is Kelly's faith is fake. He's a fake Christian. So the prosecution is going to come up with a case in 5 minutes for why his faith is fake. The defense will be coming to his defense and saying, no, 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 his faith is real. You must make it so. You have to be on one side or the other. So all you middle grounder people, go. Sit down, right? Quick slight commercial break. This is a commercial. We'll be back right after this.
I feel like I should be saying Bronco something, I don't know, some kind of product. The ShamWow, how about that? No, no. Okay, so Geico, yeah, that's good. I like, but see, I'd have to be a little lizard. Okay, so I'm Ann Kendrick. I know a lot of you, though. Hi. So I'm going to be starting a junior high small group for girls, and I'm super excited about it. So all you junior high girls, like, yes, it's going to be so fun. So anyway, so hi, you'll be seeing more of me. If you don't know me already, you will. All right.
Can I have a representative from the prosecution? Usually goes first. So can I have a representative from the